Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.amc.org, for October 29th to November 4th, 2016. This week, three Palestinian men died due to Israeli attacks targeting West Bank communities. Meanwhile, the Palestinian Authority asserts on the two-state solution. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report as usual with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. On Friday, one child was injured, two kidnapped as Israeli soldiers attacked non-violent protests organized in West Bank villages using tear gas, rubber-coated steel bullets. IMC's Majd Bajali with the details.
In central West Bank, non-violent protests were organized in the villages of Bilayin, Nahlin, and Nabi Saleh. Troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets against the unarmed protesters. Both Bilayin and Nahlin villagers and their international Israeli supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall built on local farmers' land. In Nahlin, one child was hit with a rubber-coated steel bullet in his head. Medical sources announced that he is in a stable condition in Ramallah Hospital. Moreover, Israeli troops kidnapped one Israeli supporter and a villager as soldiers attacked the protesters in Bilayin. In Nabi Saleh, the soldiers attacked the protest at the village entrance. Later, troops stormed the village and fired tear gas into residents' homes. At the village of Kfar Kaddoum in North and West Bank, Israeli troops used live rounds and tear gas to attack villagers and their international and Israeli supporters. Many residents were treated for effects of tear gas inhalation. Troops also fired tear gas at residents' homes, causing damage. For IMC News, this is Malik Bajjar.
This week, the Palestinian Authority asserts on the two-state solution between Palestinians and Israel. IMC's Ramel Maghari has more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas asserted this week on his request for peace that is based on a two-state solution. Abbas said that such a solution is the most workable way out of current peace process's stalemate, once it will be based on international legitimacy resolutions and the Arab Peace Initiative of 2002, mainly Land for Peace formula. The Western-backed president added that the occupied Palestinian territories, including the Gaza Strip, West Bank, and the East Jerusalem, should be boundaries of a future Palestinian state. He further explained that East Jerusalem should be open to the followers of the three faiths, Islam, Christianity, and Judaism, within the two-state solution. Abbas's remarks came in the backdrop of deadlocked peace talks between Israel and Palestinians, and in the shadow of continued Israeli settlements building in the occupied East Jerusalem and the West Bank, which Israel occupied back in 1967. In the Gaza Strip, the Islamist Hamas party warned Arab states against normalizing relations with the Israeli state, which Hamas regards as the occupation state. For IMC News, I am Rami Amirari.
Three Palestinians died this week by Israeli gunfire in the West Bank. Meanwhile, in Gaza, two youth were injured as troops continued to attack farmers and fishermen. IMC's Ghassan Banoura reports.
On Thursday of this week, two Palestinians were reported dead by Israeli gunfire in two separate incidents. Ma'an Abu Kara, 23, was killed on Thursday evening after soldiers shot him at a bus stop near the illegal Israeli settlement of Ofar, north of the central West Bank city of Ramallah. Abu Kara is from the village of Al-Mazra'a Al-Gharbiya near Ramallah. He was seen on the ground bleeding while Israeli troops did not provide him with medical care or allow Palestinian medics to reach him, local sources reported. On Thursday midday, Palestinian medical sources announced that Ra'id Hajje, 38, died of wounds sustained during the 2002 Israeli invasion targeting the northern West Bank city of Nablus. Hajje was shot by Israeli army gunfire in his head and hand in addition to inhaling high toxic gas, which led to him losing his ability to walk and talk, and was admitted to Nablus Hospital until he was pronounced dead on Thursday, medical sources reported. Earlier in the week, Mohammed Turkman, 25, was killed on Monday evening when Israeli soldiers manning a checkpoint just outside the central West Bank city of Ramallah opened fire at him. Israeli sources said that Turkman was shot dead by Israeli soldiers after he opened fire at them, injuring three at a military checkpoint near the illegal Israeli settlement of Beit Il, just outside Ramallah. One soldier sustained moderate wounds, while the other two lightly wounded, Israeli sources reported. According to media sources, Turkman is from Jenin district in northern West Bank and works as a police guard at the Palestinian Parliament building in Ramallah City. Also this week, Israeli forces conducted at least 71 military invasions into Palestinian communities in the West Bank and occupied East Jerusalem. During these invasions, Israeli troops kidnapped at least 70 Palestinian civilians, including 16 children. Elsewhere, Israeli bulldozers on Monday morning carried out a limited incursion into Khan Yunis region of the southern Gaza Strip. Bulldozers destroyed farmlands and left the area, news sources reported. Moreover, Israeli Navy attacked Palestinian fishing boats on Tuesday of this week while sailing just 4 nautical miles offshore from Gaza. Damage to boats was reported, but no injuries. On Friday, two Palestinian youth were injured when Israeli soldiers attacked protesters near the border fence east of the Gaza city. The two sustained moderate wounds after being hit with live gunfire, local sources reported. For IMC News, this is Ghassan Badnoura.
That's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for October 29 to November 4, 2016, from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.amc.org. This week's report has been brought to you by George Ashmawi and me, Iman Abdrabo Banoura.